Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He joins us every Thursday at this time to give us some alerts. And I guess the saddest news is that people are scamming veterans. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. That's right. It's really sad news to see that the Better Business Bureau does receive many complaints from veterans, and they do some sacrifice and service for our company. And unfortunately, the scammers are taking advantage of them in some way. And what we're seeing an increase in, Bob, is identity theft among servicemen, and phishing scams, as we talked about many times on your show, where they send you email or send you a text on your phone and try to extract information, and decepting them that they're, there's secret government programs available for them, but first they may pay the fee. So we're just really on Veterans Day thanking all our veterans as well, but also informing them that there's going to be very careful with the scammers out there. They're really trying to take advantage of them in many different ways.
So watch out for messages saying that you qualify for money and so forth, right?
Exactly. Those are imposter scams where the caller ID, Bob may say that they're calling from the government or whatever agency that they've dealt with, or whatever Army, Navy, whatever it may be, Veterans Administration, and they're saying they have these special programs from them. And there's this secret programs, too, and in order to get this information, we need your credit card number, and you have to pay a fee. And sometimes what's really disheartening is they ask for, personal confidential information, like their social security number, which needs to know you give that to somebody, they can steal your identity pretty quickly.
So a message like that, or if it's a charity and you think it might be a fake veterans charity, best to check it out with the Better Business Bureau. And you can do that by going to BBB.org, right?
Exactly. BBB.org has all the information on, organizations and charities as well. But be careful to those consumers wanting to donate to veterans charities, because there are some fake ones that take advantage of the situation as well. And, we really want you to invest, but, investigate before you invest and make sure you're dealing with a legitimate organization, and especially if they say they're calling from some type of veterans organization, because unfortunately, they're taking advantage of people during this, Veterans Day, unfortunately.
And lots of times, don't they try to pick a name that's similar to a reputable veterans charity?
They do, Bob. They really just switch the names around or add additional name and make it think that it's a charity that you donated in the past. And they ask, oh, you donated to us in the past. Oh, I did? Yes. And then they'd ask for, the credit card information as well. But, sometimes when you deal with telemarketing companies through charities, you're paying them 90 cents on a dollar, and the charity's only getting 10%. So you got to be very careful who you're donating to. And again, good charities, Bob, will want your money today, and they'll want it tomorrow, and they'll want it next year. The ones that are scammers want your credit card right now, Bob, and they have to act quickly.
BBB.org, Better Business Bureau, BBB.org to check it out. Now, tell us about this toy scam that's going on now.
Well, we're seeing reports that their scam tracker, of course, with the holidays upon us and, the shortages out there, the scammers are trying to capitalize on the product shortages and labor shortages. So we're seeing that the hottest, toys are difficult to find. And unfortunately, the scammer always creates these fake websites, and they create a site that says they have an ample supply of these toys or whatever you're looking for. And unfortunately, they're just trying to steal take your credit card information or steal money from you in other ways, because some of them are asking you to, wire them money as opposed to using your credit card. But there's every year, Bob, there's always been a few must-have toys, as you know, on the holiday list. And the scammers are really capitalizing on, especially during this pandemic and also the chain supply shortage, because there is a shortage, and unfortunately scammers will read the newspapers and listen to the radio just like we do, and unfortunately they capitalize on these particular moments in time.
Careful when you see the words last minute sales or flash sale. The Elgin police have issued a warning about fake Secretary of State emails. But these have popped up everywhere, not just in Elgin. Aren't they turning up all over the place?
They are turning up all over the place, Bob. We started reporting this in spring on your show when I mentioned it, but now it's increasing. And Elgin, as you mentioned, has issued their warning. Several other suburbs have issued warnings. It's increasing. Receiving a text or an email allegedly from the Secretary of State saying you have to update your driver's license or something is wrong with your driver's license, we need you to click this link and provide us some information. And unfortunately, they're asking for, you know, personal information that can steal your identity. As the Secretary of State said many times, they don't send information to you asking to give you, you know, personal information that they already have. So you be very careful on that. We're seeing an increase right now, Bob, on those phishing emails, and it's just sad to see that they're just really imposters that really are scammers and trying to steal money from consumers in any way they can. And again, we need consumers to report it to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker as well to, you know, help the authorities put these organizations and websites and put them out of business. But unfortunately, these scammers are continuing and growing each and every day, it seems, Bob.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks as always, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Bob.